Hello, we're in a lesson about the greatness of the Creator. We're going to read selected excerpts on the topic. You can ask questions on Cup TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lessons. The topic is greatness of the Creator.
We spoke about it a lot, but the more we talk about it, we see it in a new way each time, and in truth, there's no end to this, because besides the struggle over the greatness of the Creator, how to establish it between us, so that it's the only thing that fills up my horizon and my whole of reality. Other than that, there's nothing to do. And we always have a struggle between the greatness of the created being and the greatness of the Creator, or this world and the upper world, or what's felt in the will to receive and what's felt in the will to bestow. All in all, between these two points, our entire life lies, and our struggle, and the group that we need to help strengthen us and everyone together with the greatness of the Creator. That's what we should care about every moment, from the moment we wake up in the morning till we go to sleep, and even during our sleep, subconsciously, we should always have this concern to raise it as most important in our eyes. So, everything we learn, you should always ask, how much can I be inspired by the greatness of the Creator in different ways and forms, with something that causes it or drives it, but only according to the intensity of the greatness of the Creator that I receive from everything I engage in. I measure myself and choose what to engage in and what thoughts or actions or intentions to be in, to the extent that it gives me the greatness of the Creator. So much so that every time I want to bestow, there's no problem. I'm pushed to bestow, and I want it by the greatness of the Creator that pushes me to it, and then actions of bestowal to me seem as actions of reception, as I receive fuel from it and upliftment and energy from always giving and giving and towards the greatness of the Creator. That's our work, and towards coming closer to the greatness of the Creator, we have to always grow. And according to the greatness of the Creator between us, we measure our degrees, and that's how we move from lo lishma to lishma. And it's all the greatness of the Upper One. Let's see what Rav Asher and Bar HaSulam tell us about it.
Excerpt number 8 from Rav Asher's article, Lishma and Lo Lishma. There's only one way to try to attain the greatness of the Creator. That is, in all that we do in Torah and Mitzvot, we want our reward to be the feeling of the greatness of the Creator. And all our prayers should be to raise the divinity from the dust, since the Creator is hidden from us due to the tzimtzum, the restriction that took place, and we cannot appreciate His importance and His greatness. Therefore, we pray to the Creator to remove His concealment from us and to raise the merit of the Torah. As we say in the 18th prayer in Rosh Hashanah, indeed, give glory to your people. That is, give the glory of the Lord to your people, so they will feel the glory of the King. For this reason, one must try to remember the goal while studying Torah. So it will always be before his eyes that he wants to receive from the study, that the study will impart greatness and importance of the Creator. Also, while observing the mitzvot, do not forget the intention by which he keeps the mitzvah. Thanks to this, the Creator will lift the concealment on spirituality from him, and he will receive a feeling of the greatness of the Creator.
I myself can never be directly arranged, aligned with the greatness of the Creator. As much as I try and make an effort on my own, I'm aimed at the greatness of my ego, to fill it up, to lift it up, to somehow turn it around, or at least I need the group and the Creator to calm myself down, to fulfill myself. That's the only thing. That's good too. Because at least I engage in Lolishma. Perhaps for lack of other choice. I engage in greatness of the Creator to be better off, and perhaps I engage in greatness of the Creator to be better off, because without it I can't be connected to the greatness of the Creator. And there's a scale here from 0 to 100%. How much do I attribute the greatness of the Creator to self-benefit, either from lack of other choice, that I have to be better off, or that I already transcend it and I need the greatness of the Creator only as fuel to bestow. And so accordingly, I also use the group, the study, the teacher, everyone, only in order to attain the greatness of the Creator, to bestow to him. Now the question is, if I myself can never be arranged for the greatness of the Creator, and with towards greatness of the Creator, I can somehow arrange myself towards self-benefit. How do I organize the environment to influence me with the greatness of the Creator so that I don't receive it from myself, rather the environment will influence me with greatness of the Creator, and when I receive it from the environment and not from myself, then through the environment I can receive the greatness of the Creator and thus direct myself to the same direction, to the environment and the greatness of the Creator. And there are degrees here too, whether it's for my benefit or their benefit or true bestowal. But in no way can I attain the true greatness of the Creator on my own. If I attain it on my own without connection with the environment, then the greatness of the Creator is always clothed in my egoistic intention. So how do I try to shift from that? Let's say I'm already in that. I extract the greatness of the Creator egoistically, which still helps me. It saves me from all sorts of thoughts that are bothering me, from fears, anxieties of sorts. How do I raise myself from this to receiving the greatness of the Creator from the environment. Where I rise, I begin to rise from egoistic greatness of the Creator to altruistic greatness of the Creator, so as to bestow to the society and through it to the Creator. How do I undergo these stages of greatness of the Creator? Because only according to that we measure our development. Please. Talk about it, and then if you want to ask, prepare your questions and ask. Please.
I think this is what is written. Everything Rabash is giving us, the correct attitude towards the environment, so we also get importance of the goal from that. And we can also be directed towards bestowal and not anything else.
The spiritual path is a development according to the Rishimot, and perhaps a person first needs to attain that he has no greatness of the Creator, and he needs to awaken the light and awaken the Rishimot, and thus advance.
That truly everything that comes from myself, from my will to receive. So, like Rav said, it can be good to save me, to prefer the donkey on the ox, but it'll still be in the will to receive. If we want to come out of the will to receive and attain the qualities of the Creator, so it all has to go through the only vessel that is aiming us towards bestowal, and that's society or the friends.
This transition from making the Creator great for self-benefit and to the other side of making the Creator great to have no self-benefit, that relies on how do we define Creator in the first place. Once it's clear that Creator means bestowal and love of friends and all those things that I'm simply repelled by, that in my nature I don't want to go there, then there's something that is not for my self-benefit, and certainly I cannot increase that on my own, only through the environment around me.
We have to make sure that society will have greatness of the Creator constantly, no matter what my state is, if I feel it or not, but just to work in this constantly for them, with them, and maybe from them I'll get the greatness of the Creator.
Yeah, the only way that seems logical or practical is to really run some game and talk about this thing that you don't exactly know what it is, and increase it, because otherwise it's something that is above you, you have no grasp in, and it's in a kli that you're not yet a part of. It's something very challenging. And really, what is the greatness of the Creator? How does it even manifest?
Actually, to begin with, we're building a society that's supposedly artificial from this tendency to be in adhesion with the Creator, but each one has a very small desire. So we're building a society that it'll strengthen everybody from the basic understanding that it's completely opposite of our nature and nobody has forces for this. So as much as everyone puts himself, gives from himself into this general circle, so then he can acquire everything society can give. So it's like we're forcing ourselves to do it.
The work in the society helps a person rise above his nature and make room for the greatness of the Creator, because when there's self-love, there's no room for it.
Like Yehuda said, our war should be on who's sitting on the chair. Is it my individual desire, which is the greatness of the Creator, the importance I give to this path? What's more important in every moment? And I can prefer the spiritual path. Well, I can from my own forces, but it'll stay egoistic. There's no tendency towards spirituality about it. Specifically, when a person doesn't find a justification and he gets the forces from the friends, so there's something else about it.
The desire that brought us here...
Rav, any questions, please? Are there? Yeah.
Why does the greatness of the Creator that I get from the environment is not egoistic? Because you talked about two kinds of greatness of the Creator. Why is that one not egoistic?
Because in order to get greatness of the Creator from the environment, you have to bow down towards society. Otherwise, you can't receive from them. A small one can receive from the great ones. And to that extent, you're lowering your will to receive. And then, in that diminished will to receive, in that same part you gave up for towards society, when you're inspired by them from the greatness of the Creator, you get that greatness in subjugation already, in concession. It's still not in order to bestow, but it is already something like it. It's a passing to it. Yes.
Okay, and another thing is the reason for which I attain the greatness of the Creator important?
It doesn't matter. Everybody starts from diapers, and they make them dirty, and it doesn't matter. A man is a man. What? He's a beast. To everything. That's where you start from. That's no problem. We're not speaking about man himself, but his purpose, his direction, as much as he's working in order to change his direction. And also, we're not looking at the success of changing the direction, because that also, if it's a great, strong soul, so there's a lot of difficulty to aim itself towards the Creator. Afterwards, when you go through all the stages, then he'll be great. But for now, each greater one, his inclination is greater than him. So it's the opposite. The worst person, it's difficult, more difficult, but he'll reach very high degrees. More. That's it. Yes.
Why is there always a difficulty with regards to the greatness of the Creator? It's imperceptible.
Because it's not felt. I don't feel him as a cause for anything. I don't feel him as causing anything. He's not in my field of view, that I'm depending on him, that he influences me, that I have to take him into account in my thoughts. I don't feel that he fills me, that I'm getting anything from him, not for the good or for the bad. So obviously, if he's not felt in my will to receive as a cause of good or bad, it means that I don't feel him. I don't recognize him. Yeah?
This lesson begins, you start hearing words from Rav, you start getting some understanding of the greatness of the Creator, and then once we talk about it in the circle, it disappears, and then outside of the circle, inside the circle, there's like no no grasp of it. And it goes in and out. So during the day, during the work, how can I be concerned about the friends in a way that there's no...
It comes gradually from the light that reforms. You can only speed it up in group work as much as a person is persistent, keeps coming back to these things, so a habit becomes second nature, and he starts feeling. It takes time. I can't even say how much for everybody, but that's the only thing you have to work on. Because we are in states that cause a connection between us. So we've started speaking about the greatness of the Creator. Before that, we didn't. Just like for many years, we didn't talk about the Ten. Now that we are getting used to speaking about the Ten, we're not realizing it, but we are getting used to speaking about the Ten. So now we have to start getting used to speaking about the greatness of the Creator, which we hear it. It's not strange anymore. It's not distant. And then, and according to that, we'll get used to that idea that the Creator is, he actually, even though he's concealed, but constantly, as if he's behind the horizon. You understand? First it was, we were aimed toward the goal. People used to use rocks, then arrows, then, well, I don't know, a gun, some primitive gun, then a cannon, then today it's missiles, meaning our range becomes greater and greater, our point of view. That's how we are. So we have to get used to this, that we are aiming towards a goal that we can't see in our eyes, but we're aiming towards it and trying to reach it with the vessel that is suitable for it, and that's the Ten. When we started studying, we just advanced by studying 10 sefirot, direct light, reflected light, patsufim, a bit of that, then the spiritual work. Also, we were speaking about a sense, the sense. Nobody really knows what it is. We thought we're speaking about our mood. Ascend, descend, that's psychology, supposedly. Then, again, we go from the stone to the arrow, from the arrow to the gun. Then we have to speak about things that are more exalted. But again, the greatness of the Creator is the topic that includes it all. There's no more than that. We also don't need anything more than that. It's the only thing we need. In the greatness of the Creator, we attain all spirituality. Yes.
Yesterday, we also talked about moving from the need of the influence of the Ten over me to the influence of the light over me. Can you perhaps shed some light on it in relation to this question that you just asked?
The influence of?
Of the light.
To?
From the influence of the Ten, which is still egoistic, that the environment will give me importance, to the influence of the light, that the light will change me. We talked about the difference.
There's a lot of stages in this, that it all depends on me. If I get inspired by the Ten corporeally, egoistically, like in any other group, that influence on their friends, until I reach a state that in the group I'm in such stages that through them I receive the light that reforms. It bestows anyway, no matter what my intention is. But if I activate the intention, we're already partners with the light. And then I start receiving from it according to as much as I aim towards it, to the light. I start receiving a certain type of bestowal from it. He starts speaking to me. I feel that I received it from him. And then according to that, I feel that I can aim towards him and supposedly speak to him. In this way, we reach more and more connections. Yes.
I'm not certain, but you said that everyone should check like the worthiness of engaging in something. Does it give you greatness of the Creator?
I always speak about
worthiness,
because I'm the will to receive, I'm the will to enjoy. I always do something in my mind and heart, what's most worthwhile for me, with the conditions I have that are presented before me.
How do I check it?
You check it subconsciously, but if you want to rise above your will to receive and aim yourself to different new values that are outside of your will to receive, that is already called the work of the Creator.
So what's the greatness of the Creator?
That you want to reach such influence of something outside of you that it will supply you with forces to bestow and not for yourself. That the bestowal itself will be your reward.
So I'm trying to open up this formula. I check what I'm dealing with, how, and then I see how much it allows me to move closer to bestowal.
All your thoughts and desires, you will want to aim them. Well, that's called in order to bestow. What's called greatness of the Creator, greatness of the group? That if, or the greater it is of from me, in my eyes, it's like a baby for the mother. Always check it in that way. She's hungry and he's hungry. So what does she do? She gives him first. So the greatness of the baby is more than her greatness. His value is higher than hers. That's how it is. That's called bestowal, let's say.
Ken.
Yeah.
Rav, greatness of the Creator in the work. We engage in asking of the Creator for the friends, meaning raising man. So who's important all the time is the friends. It's like the example with the mother who has babies and she goes to the bank manager, but the babies are important, not the bank manager. So how do you work on the greatness of the Creator, which is not as a side effect of the greatness of the friends?
There's three components here. Me, the group, and the Creator. Right? Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one. Later on, now it's not one yet. In order for me to build society, now we are in a stage of building the ten. Each one in his ten. So we are using the Creator, using him in a practical way. We're using him to build the group, that he will give me forces, that he'll give me importance, that he will help me, that he will build it himself. I need a 10. That's it. I demand of him to help me. Oseh shalom b'momav, makes peace above, will make peace on us. And right now, it's us. I can't work towards him yet, to be directed to him, because I understand that to be directed towards him, I can supposedly, personally, in somewhat, but if I want to be aimed to him correctly, I'm asking him to help me be in the tent. To a nod towards them, to connect to them, to connect together, in order to reach the prayer of the many, that together we will ask of him. So obviously he is on the target, but for now we need that cannon in order to reach him. So the Creator is important, and I'm important, and the environment's important. But I'm the means, the Creator is the means, the environment is the target right now. So that's what we have to work on. That's the main thing right now.
Meaning there's no work towards the greatness of the Creator directly. We work on the Kli, and then...
You can say yes, but we're not implementing that goal. I can't now reach the Creator. I'm using that goal, the final goal, which is the Creator. I'm using it. I want to use His greatness as much as I can in a personal, individual way for now, because I'm not connected to the environment. I want the greatness of the Creator, His force, to help me and us be connected in the ten. Even though the Creator is the goal, but now He's also the means. Yes, Dudi.
How does a person know if the greatness of the Creator in him comes from the friends or from himself?
Start working with it. You'll see as much as you'll jump from here to there and here and there, and but it's work. That's the scrutiny. There'll be a lot of thoughts, a lot of calculations, but it'll bring you the letters of the work, the impressions. Okay? Yes, Moshe.
You said that greatness of the Creator is a state where I perceive bestowal as a benefit.
Right.
So how do you describe it correctly, bestowal as a benefit?
I'm not demanding anything but opportunities to bestow to Him. Our hearts will rejoice in Him. I don't feel myself. I entirely just want to ascribe myself to His bestowal for Him. That's it. It happens by the light that reforms in the end.
So I don't describe to myself some greatness of the Creator besides that. Benefit, that's it. I have the opportunity to always do something.
The reward is to give to Him, to support Him, to belong. That's not good, because it's me belonging to. Bestowing to the Creator is where I disappear, just as long as He has it.
But there's no Him, there's the group.
From the group, yes. We need to, for now, at least you'll feel it personally what it means, but later on, you need to reach through the state of the ten. In the ten, you check if it's really disconnected from you or not. As much as you want to disconnect from yourself and receive it in the ten, that, and to that extent, you invite the light that reforms, that truly raises you above your ego. And then you can truly be aim yourself to the Creator.
Can we say that every action I do in the group, in the ten, which is tasteless to the will to receive, is basically, and I continue to do it, and I ask for fuel, is that greatness of the Creator, if I can do that?
I don't understand.
Any action I do in the ten, which there's no point in it for the ego. The ego feels no taste in it.
That's good. It gives you a place for efforts.
So then I need to ask for fuel, of course. If there's greatness of the Creator, then I can do it. If not, then at least I understand I can't do it.
Yeah.
So this is basically...
You reveal the vessel that is lacking the correction. That's good, that on those efforts you're making, that's where the light comes.
And the reward is that I can make an action?
Yeah.
And is it possible? And that a person enjoys if he receives it or not?
It's hard to explain what enjoying is, but it's enjoying devotion.
The opportunity?
From in somewhat being able to cause good for the Creator. And then it's the struggle with no calculation to himself, without knowing about him. Anyway, that he won't get not a reward in order to get a prize, nothing. That it'll be disconnected from any reception for himself. That's the greatest reward.
These are like actions inside the ten. What about the life outside the ten? There's all kinds of...
We talked about life yesterday. Food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge. It has nothing to do with spirituality, only corporeality. We spoke about it in the article, The Essence of Religion and Its Person and Its Purpose. The difference of the Kabbalah and just ethics. And that's it.
Yeah, but not all the challenges or disturbances come through the group. And still I have to make some calculations with regards to these disturbances. And then the more detached I am, then I have greatness of the Creator. Or I still need to receive it through the ten.
You can receive greatness of the Creator also alone and also through the ten. It's stages, I said, it's stages on the path. And now we're speaking about the greatness of the Creator personally. I need greatness of the Creator, because He is who I'm trying to attain. The greater He is in my eyes, I'll get close to Him. So, the greatness of the Creator now is important to me. So everything I'm attaining, as much as I understand or not, as much as I can measure, successful in measuring, the greatness of the Creator I attain personally, individually, is egoistic. Even if I don't see it, it is egoistic for sure, because it's me. And me, myself, if I'm alone, I'm the will to receive. I have no will to bestow in any way. Will to receive alone. Now, in order for me to have greatness of the Creator already towards bestowal, meaning that I want to know His greatness in order to advance towards Him, to equalize towards Him, to adhere to Him, to advance towards Him on the ladder of the degrees. I need to have a desire for the greatness of the Creator in order to bestow. Where will I take it from? So, I need to develop a deficiency, some kind, for bestowing. That's why on the path I need to integrate in a ten. That when I try to integrate together with them, and we speak together about the greatness of the Creator, it's a different greatness of the Creator. It's a greatness of the Creator that appears in our mutual connection. And then, the Creator that is revealed in that mutual way, that is already something that is disconnected from each one of us in somewhat. But it is already in bestowal, meaning we supposedly create a force of bestowal by annulling towards one another, annulling in the ten. So we already have, we uplift from Malchut towards Binah. And to that extent that we uplift in that gap between Malchut and Binah, we already get greatness of the Creator, an impression from the greatness of the Creator, the true kind. That gap is already filled with the light that reforms. And in that way, we sanctify ourselves. Now I understand the greatness of the Creator, what it is, without connection to me. And that is something completely different than what we had before. First, I wasn't even aware as much as I was. I understood it, I felt it, the greatness of the Creator, that it's still bringing Him into me. And here, suddenly, I start discovering greatness of the Creator disconnected from me in the ten, disconnected from myself, what He Himself is. What does that mean? How can I feel Him the way He is on His own? Because I've acquired a vessel that is outside of me, a mutual vessel. You understand, as much as the ten is, it's all my senses that are outside of me, then I feel Him outside of me, just as He is Himself, supposedly. It's not a tzmuto, but outside of my will to receive. And in this way, I start coming out of myself more and more, uplifting. And here there's a lot of work. It's very interesting because it already belongs to a new feeling, a new mind, a new reality. You start understanding that this whole world is a dummy. It's just here to scare us, confuse us, that the more we can, we grab on the Creator and change our attitude towards Him from egoistic, that He'll help me get along in this world, to the opposite. That this world, every desire that appears, I'll make it in order to bestow.
If I understood correctly, at least in this preparation phase, in order for my actions of bestowal to be as a reward disconnected from the ego, that can be only done in the ten.
Only.
And whatever happens right now, all sorts of phenomena and effects that I cannot directly connect to the ten, it doesn't seem that way, I'll always make a linguistic calculation. But if you want to correct them, also try to pass it through the greatness of the Creator, even without the ten, even for now, like that.
So that's a point. I still have to try and calculate.
The greatness of the Creator is in any case, either it's personal, egoistical. I want to run away from fear, like a kid closing his eyes. So I want to close my eyes with the greatness of the Creator. Something frightening in front of me, I want the Creator here. I want Him to hide this whole scary world.
So this is a question, because in the ten, some way you understand that expression of bestow, I can connect, I can, all kinds of actions that are disconnected from the ego, and there, how is it not through the ten? How is that expressed if it's not disconnected from the ten?
In a personal way.
So what is the greatness of the Creator there, in a personal way? Who am I bestowing to?
Let's say someone attacks me. There is someone who attacks me. These are, situations we're all familiar with. So I want to reach a state where I understand that this isn't someone. Who is the person? He's just a puppet managed from above. So instead of this, I want to envision the Creator who orchestrates this disturbance to me. Why? So that I'll see the Creator instead of him. Why? As it is said, it is an envious God. That's the word? Is there no other word? Yeah. So it means in Russian, ревнитель. Envious, right? Yeah. Okay. So that's how he is. That he puts in front of me someone I'm afraid of, in order to turn to him, to the Creator, and that's how he works. It's just like how we scare children. Watch out! Look, there's this and that. Why? We want him to, you know, we want to educate him. He does the same. So if you increase his greatness to begin with, or even not to begin with, after someone attacks you, by that you draw closer to the Creator, and then you understand he sent it to you. And there's nothing else besides him.
So this is the struggle to ascribe it to the Creator? That's one kind
right.
of work. And in the group?
In the group, that's progress. That's already progress. If you talk about you and the Creator by someone scaring you, that's the egoistic matter. You take the Creator, who is stronger, who is the true cause, and you do it in order to be better off. There's nothing of bestowal here. But at least you already aim yourself at the Creator, even though it's egoistic. Now the next stage is how you move forward. The next stage on this road. So you need to make it somehow in order to bestow, otherwise it's not towards the Creator. From that point, initial point where you ran away from your enemy to the Creator, you only changed your route, your direction, from the enemy that scares you to the Creator. Oh, I found. He's the real cause. He did it to me so that I aim at him and pay attention to him. Now, on this track, how do you make the first step? You make the first step in entering the group, because the first step is already an action of bestowal. You have to be in the group. And there, reach the greatness of the Creator among you. Bit by bit. But this is mandatory. This is the beginning of the true spiritual work. These stages, we will have to go through them together. Yes.
Until when do all these... Do all these topics remain feelingless?
Until you will be so afraid of something that it'll be being better off dead. And then, for lack of a better choice and from great frustration, you'll reach a state where you need to reveal the Creator. The will to receive has to feel in a way that it's just, there's no escape. I can't run away. I'm lost. And in terms of your reason, you say, what can happen? For so what? So life or death or whatever or something else? It doesn't matter. When that thing happens, when the Creator sends the will to receive the negative fulfillment, when he fills it with fear and trembling, it works. What can you do? No one's a hero. And when does the feeling really comes? on top of the negative feeling comes a positive feeling.
I'll try to be more precise. There's great fear from a lack of a correct attitude from me towards the 10. It's scary about what's going to happen with the 10. There's a fear from lack of importance of the friends, but
it's still not on the level of losing your life.
Correct, but when sitting in a workshop, it seems like we're speaking about things that are supposedly making you even more distant, because there's nothing to hold on to. It's like plastic.
This means that you're still not helpless.
But we want to come before the helplessness.
No. You must. And the children of Israel sigh from the work. You have to be completely despaired and incapable, and then it comes. Then the Creator hears.
You have to reach that.
Look at the exile of Egypt. They tell you about it. And then he heard their cry and so forth.
So what's achishena?
Achishena, hastening time, doesn't mean that you skip over states. It means that you hasten the time it takes. Look at humanity. How did humanity come closer to corrections in the last 10 years as opposed to you guys? It's a very big difference.
So,
in terms of hastening time, that takes time too. But now that hopefully we will move towards the 10, we can truly hasten times. That's where the hastening happens. For now, we still went through the stages of Lo Lishma. And now we are in the transition to Lishma. And after that, states change very quickly. He also writes that the main thing is that stage that is very long and dark and difficult. Okay, what are we doing next? Read.
Number 14 from Rabash, what to demand from the gathering of friends. The friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator, because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent he naturally annuls himself before the Creator. It is, as we see in nature, that the small one annuls before the great one. And this has nothing to do with spirituality. Rather, this conduct applies even among secular people. In other words, the Creator made nature this way. Thus, the friends' discussion of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that he leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, "And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." And this is what a person must receive from the friends. Again.
Ah.
The friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator, because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent, he naturally annuls himself before the Creator. It is, as we see in nature, that the small one annuls before the great one, and this has nothing to do with spirituality. Rather, this conduct applies even among secular people. In other words, the Creator made nature this way. Thus, the friends discussing the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and a yearning to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance of, and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator than one can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that He leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is rewarded with, "And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." And this is what a person must receive from the friends.
Ken?
Yes.
He says here that a person has the greatness of the Creator naturally, and he needs to receive a different kind of greatness of the Creator, or additional kind. Is it something else, or it's on top of what I already have? Sorry, where does it write here what he says?
He says he receives that from nature a person can annul
the ability to annul, but not that he has greatness of the Creator. That's, of course, if he feels greatness, he will annul himself for sure. That's how we work in this world as well. Like a kid towards the grown-up, like a grown-up towards someone greater, like a weak towards someone strong, fool towards someone wise, if you feel that.
So I'm asking, when we get greatness of the...
If you annul before the friends, then you receive from them, say, the greatness of the Creator. Everything you receive, doesn't matter what, but if you receive from them the greatness of the Creator, then you receive from them the greatness of the Creator, to the extent that you are annulled before the friends.
Can I measure how it's different than me working alone, egoistically?
Because you change a cow for an ass if you are without an environment, without society. So instead of nullifying yourself towards number one, you nullify towards number two, which is still to your pleasure, to your benefit. Whereas if you annul yourself before the friends, you annul yourself to a certain extent, 1% out of 100. To that extent, to that percentage of annulment, what do you hear from them? What do you receive from them being greater than you? The greatness of the Creator. And then, to that extent of 1%, you have greatness of the Creator. The annulment before the friends is the kli. The fulfillment of that kli is the greatness of the Creator. You already have a spiritual kli. The annulment is the force of bina, bestowal, chasadim. You received the greatness of the Creator, it's the light of Chokhmah, clothed in the light of Chasadim. It's not in a degree you still feel and can measure it and understand it, but that's the right direction. This is still not at the threshold of your feeling, but that's already something. All right? Gershon, you... Okay, very good.
What are the conditions to give greatness of the Creator to society?
If
we always talk about it, to the extent that a person discovers that he's great. How is he great? Because he nullifies himself before them, and they see how much he gives a spiritual example. A spiritual example is annulment. It's not power, power of your arm. No, it's actually the other kind of power. How much you can surrender yourself and be zero. But you have to show them that you're zero. From what height you annul yourself. That's a good example, and then you bestow to them. Okay, all right. Yes.
It says that the friends have to speak about the greatness of the Creator in the beginning of the passage.
Yes.
I don't understand what it means in practice.
You don't know what is the greatness of the Creator?
We can say the Creator is great, but what is it?
What do you mean we can say the Creator is great? No. Workshop question. Sit down. Workshop question. In my world, in my reality, is there something that does not come from the Creator? Give an example. Find an example. For something in my entire sense of reality, the environment, the worlds, whatever it is, something that doesn't come from the Creator. Give an example. How can you describe something, some phenomenon, in theory, in potential, in practice, that exists and doesn't come from the Creator? Talk about the Creator being one unique and unified force filling up the whole of reality, and He Himself is reality, and He Himself is the operator and the result of the action and everything, and we are zero. Besides the opportunity He gave us to gradually feel His actions, and He does these actions alone, as if He does them. He doesn't even need to make them, but He takes us through some impressions to bring us to sympathize with Him. There's no other force doing anything. What I now feel, what I think, everything that exists in general, it's the same one force working in reality. Except for that one single force, I have some broken detector detached from Him that enables me to feel it. That's the whole point. All the rest is Him. And that point too also exists like a fiction, in an imaginary way. That's it. So the world, which the point from which I see reality is called a concealment or imagination. And so, what are you saying, greatness of the Creator? Also, greatness is not, it's not the word, because greatness is opposite something else. It's only for us, because in the meantime, we have to see what's greater. Someone who scares me, or some little problem I have, or the Creator. As if I replace this with that. But in truth, there's no such thing. It's only in the meantime when we play with our will to receive. Okay. We will move to something else. Niv, what?
גדלות של כוח שבשביל שאנחנו נתפוס את גדלותו הוא צריך לעשות לנו צרות בחיים עד כדי כך.
It's a bit difficult to find the greatness of a force that has to bring our life to so much trouble that's harder than death.
מה אתה רוצה? אני רוצה שאתה תאהב אותי.
Look, let's do it like this. What do you want? I want you to love me, so I can bring you all kinds of gifts. To give you some chocolate or flowers or, I don't know, send you a Cadillac or something. I send you gifts, and you love me to the extent of those gifts. But in that, you don't change. And I don't raise you from your beastly level. What can I do to make you not a beast, but take you to the human level, to being similar to the Creator? How can we do it? How can I awaken in you the qualities of the Creator, the qualities of bestowal?
I don't know. You're the Creator. You're the Almighty. You're supposed to organize the system this way.
So I'll make you an animal, like you say. Work on me, just I don't want anything. That's it. I'm going to lie on the operations table. Do it. Just put the IV in and put me to sleep. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know anything. Just to open me up, do whatever. That's it? That's how I'll change? No. The Creator will simply make the corrections, and instead of a human, I'll be an angel. Not even an angel, but an animal. So instead of a bad animal, I'll be a good animal. That's called an angel. That's what it's called. Meaning the force of the Creator will dwell in me. And then what? What do you get out of it? I won't be like him. So that the purpose of creation doesn't happen.
So what is supposed to make our lives difficult, more difficult than death, or what?
No. He wants you to build the image of bestowal on top of the image of reception. That's why he gives you troubles. What's troubles? He shows you how flawed is your will to receive, how ignoble and lowly it is. That's what he does to you, and then you begin to learn that there is something more, something stronger, something higher, something more exalted. This is what you learn. And then you want to be in that. And then you learn, oh, I understood that if I make an action of bestowal, then I gain. And it's better to make an action of bestowal and gain than making actions of reception and gain. So you're thinking about bestowing in order to receive. That's already a higher degree than an ordinary person, than an animal. So how does he do it? He does it by troubles, by problems, because according to your nature, all you want is in order to receive, like a kid. Now, what happens next? He gives you troubles in that too. But they're already aimed, not aimed at your action to bestow, but at your intention in order to receive. That's already a different kind of influence on you. The pressure and troubles that will arrive to you will be of a new kind. You will begin to to see that coming out of troubles, for that, I do it not by making wrong actions, but it's by a more correct intention. So it's instead of in order to receive, it's somewhat in order to bestow. That's what I need to do, and then I'll be better off. Meaning, you run away from the bad, but you understand you have to change your intention for it. And then it gives you a different kind of light that reforms. It gives you a feeling that the action of bestowal itself is exalted. That's already a different nature that you're starting to acquire. And then you begin to think of how to annul oneself. How to annul oneself. Meaning the I doesn't want to be a part of it. You already move towards tzimtzum, restriction.
Why blows are better than gifts? Why blows raise you to the degree of Adam?
The gifts tell you that you're right, that you're right in being engaged in your will to receive, in order to receive. You enjoy, keep going. There's no choice. You're an educator, right? So, what does it say? Spare the rod and spoil the boy. Hey, father and son means cause and effect. Guys, we are... Yes.
Can we say that the blow simply disconnects the point in the heart from the will to receive?
Yes. Good. Good.
So this is the gift that...
That's the goal and that's the gift.
Okay, thanks.
Who was there? Yeah?
No.
Yes.
It is written that we discover not out of fear, not because they have nourishment, rather out of reading together.
Then how?
Reading together the Zohar.
Being connected together.
Yeah, together.
Sitting one against the other. When,
so not out of fear.
No, that they discover in a new kli. Not the kli of the will to receive that is fearful and has all kinds of frustration, but in a new kli that they come together and then they find, then they discover in it. All right, let's move on to tests, right? Yeah, we should. We should move to test.